Hi, Roberto Tiranti, one of the most beautiful Italian metal voices.
Ah, thank you
Yeah.
so much.
Welcome to Metal Sock Finland. We know each other for many years, but
Yes.
finally today I have this chance to interview you, and for a good reason. Your first solo album, Sapere Aspettare, but about it we will talk a bit later, if that's
Great.
okay with you. First of all, how are you doing today?
Oh, that's great. Even if it, yeah, even if it's the first day of the spring, strange spring,
Yeah.
the problem is that the weather is very bad,
Yeah.
but I'm quite happy anyway. It's a good day. Tomorrow I have many, many things to do, some work in Ferrara, and I have to say that the life now is quite interesting, under many, many aspects of my life.
Okay, yes, I have studied a bit and I can see that many great things are happening in your life. Before we go forward, I will say you two words and two names from these past years: New Trolls and Labyrinth.
Well,
I know it's difficult to reply, but what could be the best memories of those years?
if I say New Trolls, I say the band that helped me in many, many ways. I joined the band when I was just 22,
Yeah.
and they actually learned me how to be a good musician
Okay.
in under any aspects. And I'm talking about the musician on stage, but also the musician in a studio session. They gave me a lot of their skills. They tried to pass me a lot of their skills, and I'm really grateful to Nico Di Paolo and Vittorio Descalzi. And one funny story is that basically Labyrinth saw me on Sanremo Festival
Yes.
some days before I joined the band for the first. I can say audition. So the first part of the audition in Labyrinth was coming from Sanremo Festival, and that's really strange.
Yeah.
And as I told you, in 97 I joined the guys for the first time in the studio in Lucca. I just sang a couple of songs. The first that I sang for them in a sort of audition was State of Grace.
Yeah.
And after that we decided to start our path together. And we started with a demo tape of the Return to Heaven Denied in the end of the March, between the end of the March and June, and the rest of you know perfectly the rest of the story. And
Yes.
of course, as I told you, I love New Trolls because they gave me a lot, and of course I try to give back to them something important, of course. And they gave me also two Sanremo festivals, a lot of live sessions. So, as I told you, I'm very grateful to them. But also Labyrinth, the reason why I am here today talking with you and talking about my album, of course, in a big part of this story is coming from Labyrinth, because
Yeah.
with them I had the chance to tour around the world, and I also have the chance to put my name at a different level in Italy. And that's something that is still in my heart, and I continue to love my band, even if it's not my band anymore,
Yeah,
but for me
but
in
you have
my heart.
friends and maybe some jamming every now and then, you know.
Yes,
Yeah.
right.
Okay, great, great. Then your career is very interesting as well in the aspect of the musicals. What can you tell me about them?
Everything is coming from the fact that I think that we live just one short life, and for me, the music is a really wide open space, and with very, very different moods and colors. And I love colors, so I love also the huge amount of colors that you can find in music.
Yeah.
And of course, the base of everything is coming from the rock music, but also from the blues and the soul music, but also from the opera singing or for the classical music, but also from the musical. And every little step I did in my life in music is true, is concrete, is not something that I did because I had to do it. It's
Yeah.
something that I wanted to do. And Sapere Aspettare is exactly these 26 years of music inside a little album.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, that's true. And before we go there, because I have a couple other questions before
Yeah,
that.
great.
So please tell me, what are your personal influences in music?
As I told you, everything is starting with rock music. It's starting with basically with the music coming from the 70s, the end of the 60s and the 70s. So, Purple, Zeppelin, You Are a Heap, and I'm still
Of
working
course,
with Mr. Kenathley.
yes.
And that kind of music, with that kind of rock music, with huge influences coming from the blues, because Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin, they are both influenced a lot by the blues music.
Yes.
And that's a part, important part of my influences. Also, Stevie Wonder is one of my light in the night. Also, Gino Vannelli, this Italian Canadian singer composer. I think that these are my main things. Queen, of course, and Mr. Freddie Mercury. The Police, of course, and Sting. Yeah, and basically, nowadays I can say that my new heroes are Foo Fighters with Dave Grohl and Steven Wilson with Porcupine Tree and all his projects, solo projects, and Blackfield, and everything is related to Steven Wilson, that I think it's a real genius. We still have the chance to listen to very good music nowadays. Maybe the difference between today and the past is that maybe today you have to look in for you have to dig deeper and deeper also inside the web. Everything is really easy to find in a way, but not so easy, because we have 10,000 times the music that we have in the
In
past.
fact, I
So
was so,
sometimes the good
yes.
music is a little bit hidden
Yeah, you
in
have to
this.
find it. I mean, because
Yeah,
there are so
absolutely.
many offerings that that the good ones risk to stay behind. Yeah, but that's good.
That's right.
Then, in fact, you already mentioned that you are cooperating with Ken Hensley, with this Live Fire, and where you are the lead singer bassist, and you recorded the album Trouble in 2013. And so the band is Ken Hensley and Live Fire. So please tell me about this cooperation.
Well, everything started in 2009 when Mr. Hensley was ready to record an album called Love and Other Mysteries. So Ken asked to a common friend called Matteo Filippini. You know
Oh,
Matteo Filippini from
yes.
Moonstone Project,
Yes.
a brother to me. I
Yeah.
love him so much. Asked to him, Ken Hensley asked to him, Matteo, can you suggest me a good Italian female vocals for this album? And Matteo said, yeah, there is a girl called Irene Fornaciari.
Yes.
You can contact them through his boyfriend, Roberto Tiranti. You can contact her through him, but you also have to take care about him, because I think it's also a good chance for you to have also him in your album. And everything started like that. We went in Alicante, where Ken Hensley lives actually,
Okay.
and we recorded in March one song, and then he wanted us to come back in Alicante in September, and we recorded again another duet, me and her together. And since that moment, me and Ken remain really, really in contact. So every month, just a quick hello by email or stuff like that. Then he started to tell me in 2010, a strange email. He told me, hey Roberto, what do you think? I will have some problem this year with my singer. So, if I need you, would you like to join me for a couple of concerts? Of course. Nothing happened. Same mail in 2011, and I said to him again, okay, if you need
Yeah,
me, I can
I'm here.
do, and then disappear again.
Yeah.
And in 2012, it was 31st of December 2012, he sent me the last mail. So listen, told me,
Can
the
we
Eric
dig?
Kurat, the
Yes.
singer, decided to leave the band. So I need you in the band. What do you think about it? Say, of course, yes. And another mail after, say, okay, let's think about it. There is another thing for you. Also, the bass player is ready to leave the band. So take your time, and you don't have to say yes now, but take your time and tell me if you also want to be the bass player.
Player.
I say, yes. Oh, you took your time. Yeah. So something in this way, and Uriah Heep is one of my favorite band of ever,
Yes,
with Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin.
I'm
So for
from that
me,
era too, so I
yeah,
know.
it was a dream
Great
come
band.
true. That's the, as I told you before, that's the kind of music that I really love, and I adore to play that kind of song, and I play that kind of song with the guy that wrote that song. And in this case, after this, we met each other in the studio in Alicante. I met for the first time Tom Arne Fosheim and Ken Ingwersen, and it was amazing because after 2 days of studio together, we never played together. After a couple of days of studio together, everything was really organic, was really pure, was really instinctive. They told me, Tom told me, listen, listen, we want to do a power trio with you, me and Ken Ingwersen. Okay, guys, please. At first, we finish this album with Ken Hensley. Then we take care about a new project. And Wonderwall, born in
yes,
maybe August 2013, we started to work on the album.
Yes, yes, that which came out last October.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. So what can you tell me? What's happening now in Wonderworld camp?
Actually, we are working on the second album. We had two wonderful gigs last week here in Italy.
Okay.
One in Genova and one in Rome. We will have again a couple of gigs in Italy in May. 15th of May, we will play in Milano area. I'm not sure about the venue, but I know that we will play there.
Okay.
And the 16th, we will be at the FIM in Genova,
okay,
this big musical fair.
Yeah.
And we will play there as Wonderwall, but they will give a big award to Ken Hensley,
okay,
award to his career. So we will play our concert, and in the middle of the concert, they will give the award to Ken Hensley.
Okay.
And he will join us on stage, and we will play together some of course half an hour at least of wonderful songs from Uriah Heep together, and that's
okay,
great.
Great. Then we are getting closer to your debut baby, let's say so. First solo single Sinceramente came out in 2004, and
yeah,
your first solo album Sapere Aspettare was released just recently via Old Mill Records in February this year, where also Sinceramente is included. So let's talk about it. So it captures the essence of 26 years of your music.
Yeah, 26 years means that I'm nowadays I am
we are
an
not
old
talking
man.
We are not talking about the age.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Because I would win you anyhow. So the album is from electric to acoustic songs in
yes,
Italian and in English.
Yes.
But how would you like to describe the album?
This album is basically just me.
Yes.
And my way to see the music. Of course, there is no room for heavy metal because it sounded very weird and stupid to me to produce a heavy metal album, because I had the best band in the world called Labyrinth, so could be stupid to do that. But at the same time, I just wanted to put inside some rock moods, and you can easily listen to that. I just wanted to put my ideas of music coming just from an acoustic guitar. There is room in this album for many aspects of my life, also in the lyrics, of course in the music, and I'm basically, even if I won't be rich with my album, with this album, but I'm really happy because for the first time in my life, I can say, this is me, this is my music, that's what I really wanted to say. You mentioned Sinceramente before.
Yeah.
Well, Sinceramente was born in 2003 and recorded in 2000, and sorry, and released in 2004. In that period, I had also the chance to do an entire album, but I had nothing to say.
Mm.
Nowadays, I have something to say, and that's the reason why I wanted to proceed with the solo album that in which I can recognize myself.
Yeah.
I don't like people that produce album because they have.
Mm.
I produce album because I was ready to do that. And at the same time, it's funny because something changed in me, and now I'm working on another album, on the next solo album,
okay,
that I hope it will be released next year.
Okay.
So everything must be very organic.
Yeah.
Just a guitar.
Yes, and your voice.
And nothing more than this. Very easy, and that's my music. As you can listen inside the album, you find a lot of guests and friends that helped me.
Yes.
And that was really moving for me, because these people joined me just for the pure love of the music and helped me. And that's great.
Yes. In fact, among these guests, there are Steph Burns, Aldo De Scalzi, Irene Fornaciari, Mattia... okay, you say. And Marco Barusso.
Yeah.
So, please, how come you came up to these choices? Okay, they are your friends, and there's also Irene. Please tell me more. Why them?
Because each people that you mention and each people that I mention and that you can see wrote into the booklet are basically part of my life. I met Steph Barnes. Steph Barnes wanted me in his band in 2013, and I joined him and I played with him for one year and a half. And what I found out is that the man behind the artist is even bigger than the artist, because Steph Barnes is maybe one of the best guitar player I ever met in my life. But what I found out was an incredible human being.
Yeah.
And any other musician inside this album, I didn't want to have a big superstar, because you know, I can ask to Ken Hensley, okay, please do something on my album, or to Ian Paice, please do play something, we are friends, but I don't wanted to do that. And you can see on the album, you cannot see a sticker, the classical sticker with all the names, with the list of the names. And if you want to know if he's the musician, you have to read inside.
Yes.
That's what I wanted, because I didn't want to use in a certain way the names.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but any single guy, musician that did something on my album, did it because it took part in my life anyway, anyhow.
Yeah.
Irene was my girlfriend for 11 years, 12 years, sorry. And now we're not together anymore, but maybe in the future, I don't know, life is strange.
You never know, yeah.
I don't lose any hope in this case, because I think that there is something more than we have a lot of things to say. But, okay, this is another part of the story. But and every other musician, Alessandro Graziano, that played the violin in a great way, is a friend of mine, sincere. Marco Fadda, one of the best percussionists, believe me, in Europe. And Marco Canepa, that took care about the mixing and also playing some instruments in the acoustic version, is a great friend and a great producer. Marco Barusso is a friend of mine since years, and we have the tribute to the Police together. We played yesterday, and he also mixed all the electric songs, and he played on Non è più tempo, Guido Carli. Each name is important to me for many, many reasons.
For your life, as you told. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you sang all the parties, both solo and chorus. You played also quite many things in there: acoustic, electric guitar, bass, ukulele, and arranged most of the songs. You did all the lyrics and everything except Nero Cenere, which was written in Matthew Miller's.
The right name is Matteo Mugnai.
Mugnai,
and we
you put it in English.
I corrected this. Yes. Matteo Mugnai is the artist name is Robles.
Okay.
This guy Robles helped me in the lyrics of that song Nero Cenere, because it was the last song in which I wasn't able to find the right words in Italian. And something that I learned in my life is that if you are not able to do something, you have to ask the help of someone else. And so I found in him, at first, a good friend. At first, at second, a great artist in writing lyrics. And I asked him, and he came out, he popped up with these lyrics, amazing to me, and just decided to use it. That's it.
Okay, and talking about the songs, I've been listening to this Sapere Aspettare quite many times in these days, and I couldn't pick up one special song that I like the most. In each song, I find so many aspects. I like them all in different ways.
Thank
Okay.
you. I'm happy to listen.
And
So,
I think that you also meant it to be like that.
yeah.
Because if we are talking about your life, your career, 26 years, so there must be all the aspects of life. But anyhow, I would like you to tell me more about this Crazy that you sing with Irene.
Yeah.
Yes.
That song is
It
just
keeps.
something that we both love, this song from Yars Barkley. That actually, there is a good story about this song. This song is half from Yars Barkley and half from a couple of Genoese authors called Giampiero and Gianfranco Reverberi. They
Okay.
are both in very important musicians. Giampiero Reverberi in the 60s and 70s helped a lot many musicians. For example, he worked with New Trolls. And Yars Barkley took this melody from Spaghetti Western. And that music, that score was written by Reverberi, Gianfranco Giampiero Reverberi. They added the lyrics on it. And I remember in 2005 when they released the song, me and Irene, we remained both amazed by this song. And in 2013, in January 2013, no, January 2014, Irene decided to put this song on the web. She did it at home. She did it just for fun. And between me and you, no one of her producer wanted to put this song in an album of Irene.
Okay.
So I decided to put it in my album and creating this sort of duet.
Okay.
I just wanted to give, even if I'm not a big artist, but I just wanted to give to Irene the chance to have this cover published on a proper CDs. And as you can see, and as you can listen, I left most of the parts to her. I
Yes.
just did few little things because she recorded all the vocals. She recorded also the arrangement, and she did a great job.
Yeah,
And that's what I like to show to the people. Irene Fornaciari, she's a wonderful woman, strong and wonderful woman. She's a great singer with a great and huge talent. And if this song in my album could help her in any way, I will be the happiest man in the world.
yes.
So that's the reason why I
Yeah.
put this song on my album.
Yes, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Listen, you want to say something else about this album?
The only thing that I can say is that actually this is the first step of my new life. This is a little brick that I
Yeah.
put for a new bridge that I want to build between me and the future. Because what I really want to know, want to do from now on is trying to become a sort of cantautore. I don't know the name, a songwriter.
Yes.
Because I think that it's better to be a songwriter more than a good singer, or a good musician. The world is full of good singers and good musicians. I prefer to be remembered as a not so bad songwriter than a wonderful singer. Because as I told you,
Yes.
if you sing, it goes away in the air, what you sing. If you write something, it remains.
Yeah, and when you write and sing what you write, it's
Yeah,
even
it's.
better. Yes. And you mentioned already that you are working for the new album. So can you reveal me something? Will it be the same kind and as Sapere Aspettare or completely different kind?
I think it will be not so far from this because, as I told you, I will continue to. Salute.
Prego, grazie.
I will continue to this kind of path. Something acoustic, something electric. Of course, I don't want to produce another album exactly the same as the
Yeah.
previous one, but many ingredients, it will be the same for sure.
Yes, great. So I'm looking forward to hear more about it.
Great.
Great, great. Listen, earlier this week I interviewed your good friend Alessandro Del Vecchio.
Ah.
Yes. And we talked, among many things, also about Verde Lauro.
Yes.
Yes. So please tell me how you got into this awesome project. How did you live this experience?
Everything is coming from that crazy and wonderful man called Fabrizio Sassi. And another wonderful and crazy a friend of mine that I love him so much, that is Mattias Tanchoyu, because they both actually produced this album. And they just asked me to join this situation, and I say yes without thinking too much, because if Mattias Tanchoyu wants to do something, it means that it will be something good. Same for Fabrizio Sassi. Fabrizio is a kind person, is a really good musician. And when they proposed me this, talking about Petrarca, talking about this, I have to say that this is a cultural project. Of course, I said yes. And that's something that in Italy no one did before, and really exclusive. And next 24th of March, we will be together in Milan at
yes.
Legend Club.
Yes, the next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we will do all the album in live. And that's great, actually, because doesn't matter if you sell 10,000 copies or 10 copies. What it really matters is to do something and to believe in what you do. And I think that this Verde Lauro is something that the people will remember, and many people will I'm sure will talk about this new project. And as I told you, I'm really happy, and happy to be inside a team like that, with Alessandro Del Vecchio, with many, many other great musicians, skilled musicians. And I have to say, happy people, not people that does this thing for in a selfish way. Everyone did this thing just for the pure love of the music, and for the big respect for Petrarca and for the music that Fabrizio Sassi wrote.
Yes, that's true. And I should be there next.
Great.
I will do my best. And now, as Sapere Aspettare is out,
yes.
What are the next plans? Okay, next time we will talk about the new album, but what about
yes.
shows, touring, video?
Well, 17th of April, I will do a concert in Genova in a theater called Rina and Gilberto Govi. It will be a sort of release party, anyway,
okay.
In which I will play most of the song of the album. And the 29th and 30th of March, we will shoot the first video
okay.
Of the song Conta Fino a Tre. And my intention
Bellissimo.
Is to project the song, the video, for the first time exclusively in the theater the 17th of April. Of course, I won't do a real tour now in the summer. I know that I will have some chances to book some gigs here and there. But I'm also working, and I start next week to work on a real tour that it will be ready, and it will start from September, October, and a sort of fall-winter tour for the album, in which maybe I will present also a couple of new songs, because the new album, what I want to do is release a new album in January 2016.
Yes. Okay, that's like promotion.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
To give a little taste of what's coming up.
Yes,
that's
yes.
great. Listen, now it's our last question, and the word is yours. So what would you like to say to your fans, to our listeners, to the world out there?
What I want to say to everybody is, I don't know, something really easy. At first I hope that they will have the chance to listen to my new album and try to do it closing their eyes and without thinking, and just have the music talking for themselves. And then what I hope is something easy, like I hope that people want again to share feelings and music together, and maybe sometimes a little more out of this Facebook thing, out of this digital world, the web. Everything is perfect, believe me. I don't say this because I want to point my finger and say it's a shit. It's not a shit. It's amazing. But we have to spend more time together in the street. We have to spend more time together at the concert and looking each other in the eyes and play real instruments.
Yes.
And that's what I think, what I hope for the future and for the young generations. That's what I really hope.
Yes.
Because that's what we need.
Yeah,
really need.
And keep it live, the real life.
Absolutely, yes.
And I see you there with the guitar. So,
yeah.
Would you like to play me something?
Ah, why not?
Yes, go.
Hold me until tomorrow, tired in your arms. I'm really tired of this life Let me sleep tonight. And all the pain I felt today has gone so far away. And finally the not to lose no more regret. I remember the sun after the rain. You were there guiding me everywhere. I remember the bright star in the night. It seems that you can talk to me from the sky. It seems that you can talk to me from the sky.
Thank you Roberto, this is I remember from the new Sapere Aspettare. Allora thanks. Ti ringrazio, sorry, in Italian, in English. I thank you very much Roberto and see you on the road and next week in Milan.
Great, very okay. Happy to meet you there.
Yes, so take care and have a very, very nice weekend. Talk to you
thank
soon.
Thank you, you too. Okay. Ciao.
Ciao.